So this week, Australia announced that they're going to set up a hotline to teach us Brits how to do barbecues. Now, I'm already quite good at barbecues. I've got a Traeger barbecue at home.
I don't need teaching. I've got a Weber barbecue.
And we're like barbecue experts.
Definitely experts, yeah.
And they said, well, this is more a hotline for people that don't really know a lot about barbecues. And we were thinking, well, all I heard was people that don't really know a lot about. And I thought of Tom.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he doesn't know anything about anything.
Anything.
Really.
So we got Tom to ring up the hotline, which you may have heard on the radio, but this is the unedited full version of that conversation.
Hello, Tony speaking.
Hello, Tony. It's Tom from Radio Essex.
How are you, Tom?
Hi, I'm all right. How about you?
Yeah, very good, mate. Very good.
Sorry about the lateness. I was just trying to work out how to dial the number. I know that sounds quite stupid of me.
That'll test that. Put buttons on your phone there, buddy.
Oh, no, it's a struggle, mate. Right, yeah. Barbecuing. Let's get down to it. So, you're launching a campaign about the barbecue hotline to help out Brits.
Yes, correct.
What is the campaign like? What brought the idea about?
Well, mate, the whole reason being, we're showcasing off how beautiful West Australia is, obviously, and how amazing we have it over here with our barbecuing destination being, you know, we've got 6,000 miles of impeccable coastline with the most amazing seafood. Now, I know you guys haven't got that over there. I get that. And you don't have weather for it either. We've got 3,000 hours a year of sunshine. So, you know, we've got it over here already. So, to be honest and to be fair, it's a little bit unfair that you don't have as much time to do barbecues as what we do. So, we're just showcasing West Australia on how good we have it over here and basically showing you how good we are at barbecues, so you can, you know, ring me up on the 14th and get a one-on-one conversation with me with tips on how to build a perfect barbecue without burning stuff, without overcooking it, without undercooking it. Because we did a survey of 2,000 people, 2,000 Brits, and some of the numbers, have you read some of the numbers? Have you seen the numbers? It was just incredible. It was 70% of Brits admit to burning the barbecue to the point of inedible.
I mean, I may or may not be in that category with the 70%.
Yeah, high chance. 70%, that's pretty high chance.
Yeah, I have burnt many a barbecue.
54% struggle to light, they reckon.
What?
I know. I'm just quoting the facts that I've been given. And here's another one. The blokes are really lacking because the girls, 9% have admitted to food poisoning people.
Wow.
And 18% of blokes have poisoned their guests.
That's not good. That's not good.
No, either someone's lying or we've really got to, you know, get better. So, you know.
What are your tips, like top five tips for Brits doing a barbecue this summer?
Look, to be honest, number one is your barbecue. Have a great barbecue. Got to have a good barbecue to start with.
Gas or coal for a barbecue?
You are, really. You know, if gas is great, there's control.
Yeah.
But coal is a much better flavour.
Ooh.
But with the coals, you just got to make sure you have a hot side and a cooler side of the barbecue flame. That's where people get wrong. They put everything on really hot and then they can't get it cool enough and it doesn't cook, so it's still raw in the middle or it's burnt on the outside. So that's the main thing you've got to be careful of, is your heat, to be honest. Make sure your barbecue's clean. It's produce. Like West Australia, we're lucky in West Australia. Most of my friends, where I live, I'm in Margaret River, in a beautiful, beautiful region, Margaret River, most amazing wines. But that's another subject we can talk about another time.
Yeah, yeah.
We just catch our seafood straight off the ocean, like off the boat.
Yeah.
We go cray fishing, we spear fish, we dive. And then come wintertime, everyone heads north. We fly like birds. We head off chasing the sun and just live out of the ocean. It's amazing.
That sounds incredible.
You know, we've got great produce. So you've got to have good produce as well.
Yeah. So, you know, like the stereotype of get a shrimp on the barbie. Like, that was a really bad Australian accent.
Mate.
I'm so sorry.
I've got to say, made it here, just so you know.
would you actually put a shrimp on the barbecue? Is that like a real thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, really?
Why wouldn't you?
What?
Yeah. Well, and you know the best way to do it? You get the whole prawn, cut it down the back, so you leave it in the shell.
Yeah.
And pop it on the barbie, and then a little bit of butter on top. And you can, yeah, and you can flavour your butters up. You can, if you want to go nuts, you can make a cafe de Paris butter, which has got, you know, herbs and spices and all that sort of stuff through it. Put a bit of that on, the lid down, just nice gentle heat, absolutely sensational. And you just want to undercook your seafood just a little bit. because when you take off, it keeps continuing to cook.
Oh, I think that's where I'm going wrong.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm going wrong. Just undercooking stuff, I think.
Well, I'm seeing people undercooking and overcooking. Yeah, there's that beautiful in-between space you've got to try and nail.
Is it just cooked just right? I think that's where we're missing it.
Exactly. And it's, you know what, it's trial and error as well. Like, you know, you've got to remember I've done a fair bit of cooking over the last 30 years because it's trade, obviously. So, you know, I have got the upper hand for most people. But, you know, it's just doing it time and time again.
Just practice makes perfect. Yeah,
it does. And there's a few little tips, you know, like clarified butter on your seafood. So, you know, clarified butter is a butter that you take the milk out of. So you basically clarify the butter; it won't burn on the barbecue.
I've never used butter on a barbecue.
There you go.
I've never ever.
And you know what? One of my favourite things on a barbecue with
go
butter
on.
Is a perfectly seared West Australian scallop.
Wow, I've never had a scallop
just
either.
High heat, quick sear, salt and pepper, absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Char grilled asparagus with it. Oh,
asparagus on the barbecue? So not everything has to be meat?
Oh my goodness, absolutely.
You sound so disappointed in me there. Oh my goodness.
You're not doing much good for your nation here, like.
Not repping us.
Cooking stuff, you've never put vegetables on a barbecue. Come on, buddy, get with it.
Put a burger on, put a sausage on, put some chicken on.
And you're done.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. And then I've never really put, like... So would you put lettuce on?
You know what? You can do a radicchio lettuce, yeah.
Wow, really?
A radicchio lettuce. If you get a radicchio lettuce, nice little olive oil on top, quick sear on both sides, and then just get a nice low heat, and then pour a little bit of balsamic on it. Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Actually, apple balsamic, a little bit of parmesan and rock on top to finish. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. So, do you reckon, what do you think this hotline will do for Brits this summer? Because we're going to be having a heat wave that's going to be highs of 25 degrees, which probably sounds quite cold.
Look, 25 degrees. Get out the hats and the sunscreen.
Oh,
Mate,
yeah.
We need a woolly jumper for that weather over here. People
what?
With boots and a jumper, it gets down to 25 degrees.
What? No.
It must have the fires inside the houses.
what is an Australian summer like, highs of... Like,
look, we'll get in the 40s, like we'll get 40 degrees, high 30s.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're absolutely blessed. West Australia has got the... best weather anywhere.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous.
It's the perfect El Frisco dining.
Yeah.
And the amount of dining you can have in restaurants on the waterfront and wines, perfect wine weather as well in the southwest of West Australia. We're pretty spoiled.
So,
the reason why we're all smile all the time.
Yeah, you guys are all quite happy, aren't you?
Yeah, as you would be.
Yeah, like...
If you're not happy here, you're not going to be happy anywhere. And if you go to the westaustralian.com/barbecue... You can see all the videos as well. I've done some demo videos there as well, cooking chicken and fish and all stuff.
So what was that website? It was West Australia Barbecue.
Western Australia.
Yeah.
.com/barbecue.
Oh, lovely stuff. We'll get people on that. And what's the hotline number that people could call?
So they've got to register on that. So they register on that and then that'll have all the details.
Lovely. Right. I have one other question that's completely unrelated to barbecue. So I'm the producer of the show that this is going to be going on. And our presenters are Chris Brooks and Scott Robinson from the boy band Five. Have you heard of Five?
Oh, of course I have.
Yeah. Have you? I didn't know who Five were before I started.
Come on, mate, get with it.
Could you sing us a Five song, mate?
I can't hear you. The line's breaking all of a sudden.
Oh, don't use that excuse. Come on, Tony.
Kids, a Five song. Mate, I don't know them. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll let him know.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh. Well, you know I'm going to hop off the telephone line and look it straight up, don't you?
Yeah. You should, and then get back to me and sing me one.
Yeah, right. Done.
Yeah.
I can do that.
So do you reckon...
Absolutely. Love to.
Do you reckon you'd ever tune into us now that I've told you a little bit about our show?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the name of the radio station?
Radio Essex, and it's The Big Drive Home.
The Big Drive Home.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Lovely speaking to you, though, Tony.
Hey, absolute pleasure, buddy. I appreciate the call. To all the Brits, good luck with the barbecue. Jump online, give us a call, have a bit of one-on-one time with me, and get out to West Australia when you can. Enjoy the sun.
Yeah. I'd love to. I'd love to, and I'll make sure Essex knows.
Make sure you look me up if you come out, and I'll show you around.
Yes, you should definitely show me around if I come to West Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.
Have a great day to you too, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.